My guest at this time is Michael Reagan. He's the son of the late President Ronald Reagan. He's a longtime radio talk show host, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, and a motivational speaker. He joins me now to discuss the case of Kim Davis, the county clerk in Kentucky who refuses to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Her refusal continues despite orders from three levels of the federal court system to issue them. On Thursday, a federal judge ordered Davis to jail on a contempt of court citation. The issue is dividing conservatives, many of whom oppose same-sex marriage. They say, some say Davis must issue the licenses to comply with the law. Others say her rights of conscience and religious liberty ought to prevail. And Michael, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
You've spoken out on this a couple different times on Twitter. Yesterday, you sent out a tweet saying she needs to find a new job. Agree or not, it's the law. After today's decision to place Davis in jail, you said she's an idiot. Why do you come down on that side of the debate?
I know. It's very simple. She has a job to do. She works for the government. She has a government job. She doesn't have a job in the private sector. She has a job in the government. When you work for the government, you, in fact, work for all the people. You don't get to pick and choose who you agree with and who you don't agree with. It's a government job. It's like when you get elected president or governor, you're not representing just the people who voted for you. You're representing all the people that, in fact, are in the state or in the city or the town where you're elected. She has a government job. That's her job. The courts have ruled whether you agree or disagree with gay marriage, and I disagree with gay marriage, but the reality of it is the law. The Supreme Court has ruled it's the law. If, in fact, you're not happy with it, you can quit. You don't have to wait to be fired, and they can't fire her. She can quit and find another job, and I would suggest you get one maybe with the church.
And, Mike, in terms of this issue with conservatives as a whole, one of the big frustrations with the current administration has been selective enforcement on the part of the Obama administration. So is there an intellectual consistency issue for you when it comes to this issue?
No, I'm getting tired. Well, they're doing it, we're doing it. He said, she said. They're doing it this way, we're going to do it this way. Just because the President of the United States is doing what he's doing, does not mean that, oh, we get to do the same thing. If you're not happy, then elect a new president of the United States. Elect someone who better represents you and what you want to see done from the presidency of the United States of America. That's how simple it is. But don't go, well, he's selective, so I'm going to be selective. Again.
And there's a lot of
works at a government job.
A lot of conservatives agree with that point. Let's take a look at a couple of the arguments being made by Davis's defenders. You said in your first tweet, agree or not, it's the law. Her defenders would say that there's not actually a law she's breaking. She's defying court rulings, but there has been no federal or state law change requiring her to comply. How would you respond to that argument?
And again, it's like, let's just start nitpicking at this whole thing. Supreme Court has ruled, it's really simple. Supreme Court has ruled that gays, lesbians can't get married. That's what they have ruled. As long as they have ruled that and you're working at a government job, then you are to, in fact, enforce what indeed has been approved and ruled on by the Supreme Court. That's just your job to do. You may not agree with it. Hey, when my dad was governor, there's things he did that he didn't agree with, but they were the law.
We're talking with Michael Reagan on the conscience question. Mike, some of her defenders are suggesting that forcing her to issue the licenses or resign is akin to requiring a pro-life obstetrician to perform abortions because it's legal. Is that a valid analogy?
No. This argument goes back and forth all the time. It gets really old and really tiresome on these things, trying to find analogies here and analogies there and conscience and so on. And she's out there saying, well, it's God's law. Okay, it's God's law. Well, is God's law you've been married four times and divorced? Is that God's law too? And I'm really getting tired of Christians who only know how to point a finger but don't know how to live under their own point of finger. You know what I'm saying? There's people out there who believe drinking is a sin, biblically, and Christ turned water into wine. It really is getting nitpicky here. Let's all start living, living under the law that were passed. What did they say? Render unto Caesar what is Caesar, render unto God what is God's. Well, guess what? Under Caesar, the reality is gays can be married.
Michael, last question before we let you go. Obviously, this is a hot button issue, particularly within the Republican Party, just as you are opposed in principle to same-sex marriage. I think the vast majority of the presidential candidates are as well, although the polls seem to suggest otherwise, particularly among the always precious independent votes. So how should Republicans handle this issue, both in the primary and during the general election?
I think it's very simple. Say, you know, I'm opposed to gay marriage. However, it is the law. It's been ruled on by the Supreme Court, and so I'm going to live by what the Supreme Court rules. Again, if I'm elected president of the United States, I will, unlike this president of the United States, I will uphold the laws as they are written and as they have been passed by the Congress and by the courts.
Mike, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Michael Reagan is the son of the late President Ronald Reagan. He was a longtime radio talk show host. He's president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation and a motivational speaker. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.